Well, I'd like to speak to the young people and probably even the adults as well.
Oh.
And often they find that they get blessed as well. Now, I want to talk about the Comforter this morning. Do you know what I mean when I refer to the Comforter, or the Bible refers to the Comforter? Do you know what the Comforter is? Not a duvet you sleep under, or a pillow. That's quite comforting, or should be. But what do we mean by the Comforter, Joel?
Jesus Christ,
yes. But it also means something else as well. Any idea? Yes, Diane. The what, sorry? The Holy Spirit. Yes. What are you going to say, the Holy Spirit? You're not feeling well? Did he say he's not feeling well? Well, you listen this morning, because you're in for a blessing. The Holy Spirit. So, there you've learned something this morning. The Holy Spirit is also called the Comforter. Now, what is our understanding about a Comforter? Yes?
Something
that comforts you. Now, what comes to mind that you find comforting? What comforts you? Some thought that comes to mind. Yes, what comforts you?
God,
yes. What comforts you?
Sometimes your parents.
Your parent, yes. Praise the Lord. Anything else? Yes, John.
Yeah, like when you're sleeping or something, you talk about then you have friends or something like that, that comforting.
Yes, friends can be comforting. Yes, what do you find comforting? A hug. A hug. Okay. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Amen to that. Because that is what God does. He hugs us. And we all need a hug at times. And it's not wrong for us to hug one another in Christ either. We're human. We're emotional. And we have feelings. Now, where does all that come from? Well, it all comes from God. God put them there. But sadly, the fall, you know, messes around with them. And so sometimes those feelings can take over and they can cause us to go out of the will of God. But there's nothing wrong with feelings. So the Holy Spirit is a comforter. And Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you without a comforter, but I will come to you and I will comfort you. So you were partly right, Joel, when you said Jesus, but Jesus said, I've come to the Holy Spirit now. So the Holy Spirit now lives in your heart, and the Holy Spirit is presenting Jesus to you. And Jesus is love. And the human side of Jesus, when he walked the earth, that side of him is still being comforted and being ministered to you and me. Although he's God, yet he can still comfort you when you feel down, or you feel sad, or you feel you want a hug, or you feel you just want somebody to talk to. Have you ever experienced where you've got friends, you can talk to them, but you find it's not enough? You find that they're not really understanding, even though you're sharing something that's on your heart or you're hurting, but somehow deep down you still find it just isn't quite enough. If you haven't, you will experience that, because that is only where God can fill that area in your heart. He is the one that can really, really understand the depths of what you are going through. That sadness, or when you feel rejected, or you feel sometimes nobody understands you, or you feel you've been, somebody has told you off when it wasn't your fault. Have you ever gone through that one? You've been told off and it was somebody else's fault. And it's very hard, isn't it, to try and explain that, because they don't really want to believe it, or they're not open to receive it. But Jesus knows exactly. See? So there we get the understanding of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. And that is why, even as young as you are, you can still experience him. He's not just some power or whatever. The Holy Spirit, that is Christ, come to you, living in his fullness in your heart. And he knows everything, every emotion, and that's why you can talk to him. And you can tell him. And some other thing I want to just say to you before we move on. Never, ever hide anything from Jesus. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what it is. Talk it out with him. Whatever you are ashamed of, or you may have done, talk it out with Jesus and tell him what you've done. Because he wants to hear that. Because that's what's going to help you to overcome these temptations that are in the world. And there's a lot of them.